Hello, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Avi, and
what's up? I'm Juanchi.
You're listening to Buenas Vibras Hour. I have a host, a co-host today.
Yeah.
Very exciting. I'm here with Juanchi. This is my first time having a co-host this year, which is really exciting because I'm usually alone in the studio and it sucks.
Not anymore.
So I have someone to help me choose some new songs, so that I don't just play Florence in the Machine the whole time. But yeah, that was Gold Rush by Taylor Swift. I'm sure you know, she just re-released her Red album, which is phenomenal. I will not be playing All Too Well, the 10-minute version. I considered it, but then I thought it would be a bit too much. So yeah, that was Gold Rush by Taylor Swift. It's from her Evermore album. It's really great. I will be playing some Taylor Swift throughout, probably, unless it's vetoed by my co-host today.
I might.
Yeah, I know.
I'll see. Unless it's the new
album. That might just, okay, yeah. Album. That might be, we might just start off today with Taylor Swift. But yeah, we're just going to be playing some
Taylor Swift.
So just Taylor Swift. It's some Taylor Swift hour. No, I'm kidding. No. I wish. Just go to TikTok for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, Juanchi has a show here, and he's called
Go Try.
Okay. Chicken Tenders with? Or yeah, and with macaroni and Juan cheese.
You nailed it.
Great show.
No one can spell it usually. Not spell it, pronounce it.
Correctly. It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
But it's exciting.
Yeah. Show. So yeah, we're gonna put some better music than usual because I'm here now.
Okay. Juan cheese. Ha ha. Okay. Yeah, I guess it'll just be a surprise what we play today. So continue listening, please.
The door slammed. Brother, you don't need to turn me away. I was waiting down at the ancient gate.
Hello, we're back.
What's up?
Okay, so you just heard Mykonos by Fleet Foxes, Won't Go Home Without You by Maroon 5, and Twisted Tongue by Mr. Wives. Yeah, I just want to make sure. Okay. Yeah, so that's what we listened to.
If you guys have any suggestions for songs, please call WMFO, call 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9639. Let me repeat that. 855-915-9636.
Currently, apparently, we have 14 people listening on mobile stream, which I just found out how to check if people are listening. I didn't know this was a thing.
That doesn't count people in the actual like radio, though.
Oh, it doesn't?
It doesn't, because they can't measure that.
Apparently. Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Wow, so one of them is my mom.
One of them is my mom.
Oh, how exciting. And then we have 12 other people who are listening, so hi to the 12 other people.
Hey, 12 other people, our mothers. Call in, please.
Yeah, or yeah, let request us know what you want. Request a song, because as you know, if you have been listening, we have no plan really. Except, actually next, we're going to put a song by Måneskin, which we were just talking about. They're like a relatively new rock band.
Italian.
They won the Eurovision Song Contest.
I don't know if you guys seen the kind of new movie Eurovision.
Yeah, with, that like makes fun of with Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
It makes fun of the Rachel Eurovision McAdams, song. Yeah.
The goat.
I actually hadn't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
Yeah,
or
no. I haven't seen it.
It's like, when I saw it, it's like a big, it looks like Iceland or like the tourism agency of Iceland put like a bunch of money in there, because it's like they show like all of Iceland culture.
Oh my god, like they show like landscape.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, like it's insane. It's like you want to go to Iceland.
Ad for Iceland.
It's pretty much like half of the movie is like that.
But yeah, I was watching because since I got into this band Måneskin, who won the Eurovision Song Contest for Italy. It's like a really big thing in Europe, and like in the US, I feel like no one ever talks about it. But partially because the bands are usually crazy. I was watching YouTube videos about like the 10 best performers of Eurovision 2021, whatever, and they're like super weird. It's like weird electronic music, and they wear like weird costumes and do like weird dances, which I guess is like
it's exactly it's, what the movie shows.
Yes,
pretty much.
Kind of. So that's why like this new band, like the Måneskin, is like crazy, because they had like, I'm pretty sure they had like designer costumes, and they're like pretty like hard
rock. If you
see
their pictures, it's like
they're so cool.
Yeah,
I love their outfits.
All right, so what's the song you're gonna
So it's called Recovery by Måneskin. So listen.
That's Måneskin with some weird letters.
With some weird letters. It actually means moonlight in Dutch. I looked it up the other day. So if you didn't know, that's a fun fact for you.
That is M-A with a little circle on the top. N-E-S-K-I-N, if you want to look it up.
Yes.
They're on Spotify.
They're pretty famous. Have quite a lot of millions actually, if of you don't followers.
Know them, yeah, if you don't know them, by the, like, they're 63rd most popular in the world, according to Spotify. So.
Yeah, they have a cover of Beggin', which I've heard on the radio.
That's and a cover?
Yeah. Well, you know the song Beggin'?
I don't. I mean, I do by them.
No, but it's a cover.
Who did the original one?
I don't know, but it's kind of like R&B, I think.
Bag.
No. No, it's not like that though.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
Okay, right. Whatever. Maybe we'll play it, the Maybe original. We'll play it. Okay. Well, okay. So here's Måneskin.
Hi, this is Måneskin, y'all. Are you ready? Skibbly bum bum bum. Hey. I am walking down my road and sleeping without a bed. I am not changing my clothes for my friends. I'm a stranger. Is a blind and I feel the wind that's coming from the sea. I got a bestest fly. I got a secret to keep. Yes, I feel the wind that's coming from the sea. I got a bestest fly. I got a secret to shot. You can follow me until they catch me and kill me out. It's my recovery, and we will forget all the clouds. But there's no each, no baby, there's no fence, no baby, there's no setback that will stop me. So you can follow me until they catch me. They catch me and kill me. You like a super quest, a drug that takes sweat on my pain. Yo, I told you, but you'll never wear your armor again. Now you found freedom, but now tell me who knows your name. Because I know I don't give a to feel like you're up like that from the mirror of the shame. And you feel like you're the last man, and you feel like you're suspected of a mother that you never done. Now you found freedom, but your freedom is just like a bomb, be a bomb, bomb, be a bomb, 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 be a bomb, bomb, be a bomb, bomb, yeah, bomb, be a bomb, bomb, be a bomb, 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 be a bomb, 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 be a bomb, bomb, be a bomb, bomb, be a bomb, be a bomb, bomb, be a bomb, 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 be a bomb, bomb, bomb. Follow me until they catch me and kill me out. It's my recovery, and we will forget all the cloud. But there's no each, no baby, there's no fence, no baby, there's no setback. There was that means that you got. Follow me until they catch me, they catch me and kill me out.
Back when you were my age, I just wanna know. for me so fast. Last night it was best. She asked me come back and then I said, no problem, what's in my location? She hit me four times, I was in the whip before I knew it. Don't cry when I feel your frustration. I wanna slow it down, but nobody would have let me if I could. I told her maybe if you're still out of place, it's because you are. It's because you are. It's because you are.
Chip a check, to check the change in right in front of me. To get it.
there's some...
Welcome back. This is a ladder safety PSA.
Yes, very important.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet, it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
150,000?
That's a lot of people who have fallen off of ladders. Be careful. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, very important ones, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
A public message, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Oh yes, we're obviously the Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, not WMFO. Okay, let me turn on your microphone.
Just to clarify
exactly who we are. So yeah, that's about the fourth time that I do that PSA on this show because it's just extremely important. Everyone has to know to be aware of
ladders.
Their ladders might, you know, just be a dangerous hidden threat in your home.
I mean, 150,000 go to ER? Emergency room?
Because of ladders. But I feel like you just like any high surface, like at that point, like have a...
But
why
like,
is there no knife safety PSA?
I don't know.
Maybe it's not a hidden threat.
Exactly.
The ladders are a hidden threat.
Yeah. Like...
But it's like people already knew to be careful with ladder. Like,
I mean,
you're not going to stand on top of a ladder and be like, ha ha, I'm not going to fall. Well, I guess. I don't know.
150,000?
Well, I don't know. Maybe these... Ooh! 18 people that are listening now...
That went up.
Yeah. It's because we're talking about ladders. It's a very exciting topic. Yeah, now you guys know. Be careful with your ladders out there. Like, changing light bulbs, you know? Just... Be wary.
Changing
light bulbs, you know, cleaning the gutter, all those things. Don't fall off your ladder and into the ER.
So what were these songs?
So you heard Recovery by Måneskin, Wait a Minute by Arlie, which was a recommendation from Juanchi, who
was
compiling a modern new rock playlist, which is very exciting.
That was a good band. You guys should listen to them, Arlie.
Yeah, that's a new song, apparently. They came out recently. Very cool.
They played in Boston, I think last month.
Oh, really?
With, do you know Dayglow?
I feel like I've heard
you
of
probably
them.
Probably do. It's like this, like, so can I call you tonight? No?
No, I don't know.
You probably do. You probably
okay,
do.
I probably do. I want to go to more concerts, though.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't been in a long time.
What's their name? Milky Chance?
Yeah.
Are you going to go there?
Maybe.
Oh.
Probably.
When is it?
It's November 30th.
Haven't you bought the tickets?
No, I should probably do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you guys are interested in seeing Milky Chance in concert, great band. They're coming November 30th to the House of Blues in Boston.
House of Blues.
We're sponsoring that event.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Not really. And then that you heard Double Negative, parentheses, Skeleton Milkshake by Dominic Fike. Great name. Great.
Up and coming artist. Already coming.
I feel like he's already here.
Definitely. He came,
oh,
he conquered.
So
no, he hasn't conquered yet.
He's the best.
Yeah,
I love him.
And then the one and only Jimi Hendrix, Along the Watchtower.
Along the Watchtower, yeah.
Classic. So
classic.
What's next?
You can never go wrong. So now, I think you should introduce the next one.
All right. So next we got Knoxville by Zoo Books. That's Zoo Books with Z both times. You guys should listen to them. This band, I think they don't exist anymore. But they have like five really good songs, or four of them are really good. The other ones are right. You guys should listen to them. This is Zoo Books, and this is Knoxville. Enjoy.
Go for it.
In front of you, up a busy sidewalk. If I knew what you were gonna do, then maybe I'd walk. like a short story that I can't get through. I don't think I wanna leave if I'm not really interested. You suggest I do. Frankly, I can't get behind your people want me. Cute, but you feel used, and now I'm losing someone new. I believe in second chances, deep in now I know the time I'll never get back. But it's not an understatement, I'm proudly waving every red flag.
She'll take the words right out of your mouth.
Hear us on air also? Oh, you're not okay.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're phone, okay, right? You're on air now.
Oh, okay, cool. Hi, what's up, everyone?
Hi, how are you doing?
So introduce yourself.
I'm doing great. My name's Momo. I go by Momo. I'm a huge fan of this radio show. Love both of you guys.
Yeah. That's the spirit.
It's great. It's great.
So we know you, Momo. You are actually, what's your artist name?
I am actually an up-and-coming artist.
Yeah, he is.
I go by QM Coast.
Future now. Star. You guys are getting a sneak peek.
Super underground.
Yeah.
I don't even think. Only about like 10 people know me.
Well, now another 21 people will know you.
Yeah, I think.
After we play your song.
Yeah, I think a good 60
that's
people
good,
know you.
That's
with
good.
Both radio shows.
Yeah.
I think. Oof. Yeah.
You know, WMFO is popping over here.
Yeah.
We have so many listeners.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to play your song after Brazil, which is currently playing.
That's great.
What an honor, right?
Yeah.
So tell us, what inspired you to make this song?
What inspired me? Well, I'll tell you the story of how the song was made, all right?
Please.
VIP access here.
I was in Miami, where I'm from,
yeah.
And my cousin came from Argentina, not Brazil. and we were just bored in the house. I was like, oh, let's just make a song. So we started recording a bunch of just like percussion sounds.
Right? No, wait. We want to hear the story behind the lyrics.
Oh, the story behind the lyrics.
Yeah. That's the juicy part.
Yeah, so when we listen to the song, we can connect.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Let's see. The song, you know, the typical song, you know, right about a girl.
Who's the girl?
You know, you can't get her out of your head, but.
Oh, it's like a hypothetical. You know? It's something that happens to everyone, right?
Sure, I mean
it's like that type of feeling.
It's great to be able to connect with the song in your own way, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's many ways people can connect to songs. But yeah, that's pretty much.
When I heard it, I definitely
summary.
Connected with it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, everyone feels that.
So what were you thinking about?
My girlfriend.
How did you connect?
Because it's like thinking about a girl in my case. I'm assuming maybe a boy. And not being able to get it out of your head. Isn't that what you're telling us?
Yeah. No, that's definitely it.
Alright, yeah.
Universal experience.
Yeah.
So, did you do it by yourself, or did you get some help?
No, the song was... So, I started it with my cousin as a fun little project to do, spend time. And then afterwards, I did the rest of the song. And the first part, which was the percussion, which is what I made with my cousin, didn't actually sound too good, so I ended up taking that out. And the end result was just everything cousin. I made. I'm sorry?
You just kicked out your cousin, just so you could
could
have the song to yourself.
When I finished it, I kept saying, we made this together, and he was kind of mad. He's like, no, stop saying that. Like, you took out my part.
So he was offended?
Yeah, so that was fun.
No featuring Momo's cousin in the Spotify?
Maybe in the remix. Maybe we thought about adding, like, a rap verse to it. Where he
a rap verse?
Oof, crazy. That's risky.
Maybe. You can look forward to that.
Yeah. The remastered remix.
The remastered, yeah.
All right. So shall we play it?
Definitely. All right. Brazil is ending. So now we're going to listen to...
Watto by Key Lime Coast.
Thank you.
When is it going to come out? Spotify.
It's on SoundCloud right now.
Do you have
it's
a date
on
yet?
Right. My goal is to put it out by January.
By January? All right.
2022. Start the new year and start my career.
New year, new artist.
Yeah. Let's go. That'd be cool.
All right.
Everyone, keep your eye out or look now on SoundCloud.
Go to SoundCloud, Watto, Key Lime Coast.
Yeah.
That's WATO, all caps. Come on. You know you want it.
I'm serious about it. So I put in all caps.
All caps,
yes,
exactly.
It's important.
All right, okay. Momo / Key Lime Coast.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, anytime. Here's Watto by
Watto.
Key Lime Coast. Woo.
Sometimes I feel stressed out, out, out. I just wanna lay down, down, down. My head's rolling off, no, I can't make it stop, down. And it's all my fault. Like nothing's changed, the years go passing by, but you still look the same. Now you're with someone else, they say the ship has sailed, but I don't wanna believe in everything they said. Even though I know they're right, I can't get you off my mind. Thank you.
Hello.
So many buttons. Hi. So that was fun, the little call that we had. So you just heard Watto, which is W-A-T-O, by Key Lime Coast, which you can listen to on SoundCloud. It's
Or here at WMFO.
Or here at WMFO. It's not on Spotify yet, but it will be soon.
By January. 2022.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Be on the lookout.
Yeah, definitely. You have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Buenas Vibras Hour. Thank you for listening. I'm one of your hosts, Eri.
I'm Juanchi.
And Juanchi, my guest co-host today, which is very exciting. I hope to have him back soon. And,
yeah.
It's very fun to have a co-host. And listen to his show, Chicken Tenders and Macaroni and Juanchi's, Wednesdays at 3. It's great.
Wednesdays at 2.
Wednesdays at 2. I don't know anything. I should have just let him plug his show. Wednesdays at 2. 2 to 3.
But not the next 2 weeks because
Because Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But yeah, we're going to leave you guys with a cool song called Kill Me Girl.
Yes. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're both throwing smoke into the night. It's raining, I suppose you need a ride. She said, I've got nothing to do, neither do you. There's a place down the road where we can waste the whole afternoon. I overheard that she was 19. Got a fake ID and a nose ring. Those kind of girls tend to know things better than I do. And I'm dying to figure out what she's hiding. Just playing it cool, but she's lying better than I do. She was 19.